One of the big stories of last year, and I'm talking about the Salt Hill Fives, was the training sessions that were organised by the XV Academy. Now, this is an academy that has a long association with Galway United, and last year they trained close to 100 players. Well, this year they're aiming to go a bit closer to 200, and it's all for free. And it's over the 2 days of the Fives themselves, and we're only 3 weeks away from the 2024 Salt Hill Fives. Now, there's a few other things that are happening as well, and Xavi Vasquez is joining me. But Xavi, I have to ask you, the first question I have to ask you is actually, where in the world actually are you? Because I know you're making your way back. You were actually in India as well, volunteering, and I want to talk to you about that. But your flight was delayed back to Barcelona, so how far did you get?
How are you, John? I'm actually in Barcelona. I landed a couple of hours ago. But yeah, it has been a really long journey until I got here, because I should have been here on Friday morning. But look, these are the beauties of the trips.
But your eyes must be, matchsticks must be holding up your eyes now at this stage, given the amount of jet lag you must have. But you're not going to get much time for rest, really, are you? Because you've got your own academy to worry about. Then you've got a couple of other things coming up as well, which I see, including weekly programmes, three of them in Galway, one of them in Castlebar. You know, there's not much time to kind of sit back and just relax, is there?
Yeah, but that's probably the best thing of my life. That I'm always busy and I can do exactly what I love to do. So yeah, no complaints. Probably I will take Monday off, because I'm flying tomorrow to Galway. But I have a game with the team that I coach. So after that game, I'll take a couple of hours off and try to recharge the batteries for next week.
Yeah, now let's talk about what's coming up as regards the Fives. That was a really big success story last year, were these training sessions for the kids, and you trained over 100 of them during the 2 days of the Salt Hill Fives. You're planning for it again, but you've got a bit bigger.
Yeah, we always want to improve. So the Salt Hill Fives were a fantastic surprise for me personally, because it's true that I've heard a lot of stories about the Salt Hill Fives before, and everybody was explaining that they were amazing. And look, it's amazing to have a weekend of football there in the Prom with fantastic weather. But then when you are there, it's so much better. So I enjoyed it so much. It's something that's fantastic for the city, for the football in Galway. And of course, we wanted to go back and try to improve what we did last year. So we are trying to organize a lot more sessions for more kids, because we think that if we can involve everybody, even the young kids that are attending with parents, with brothers, sisters, we want to contribute to these fantastic weekends. And yeah, we try to play our part there to make it even a bit better than last year.
Now, what can people expect? Because obviously they're going to go, what's so special about these training sessions? What can people expect over those 2 days?
So what we're going to do is basically try to show to the kids what we do in the academy. So we base the sessions in our academy on the individual technical concepts. So we're gonna run a short session. We run session of half an hour, with a bit of warm up, and then working in some technical concepts to give the tools to the players to be better. So we try to make the individuals better. So we are not focused on anything collective at this stage. So what the people can expect is to have a proper session in a I think amazing environment. But yeah, it's half an hour, and then we are gonna run these sessions. Now the age is from 2009 till 2019 born, so we expect to have a lot of kids through all these ages.
Yeah, from 5 years of age to 15, basically, kind of give or take a few months here and there. Can I talk, before we go any further, I want to just talk about the success of the academy itself. I've wanted to do an interview for ages, and I know you've wanted to do an interview for ages, and for some reason or another, it's never actually managed to come together until today. But now is my perfect opportunity to ask this question. I mean, this the academy and the style of football that you coach, the style of coaching that you use, is what makes it a bit more different. Is that a reason why it was so successful and it has become so successful?
From my side, I try my best, and my style, I don't know if it's that different or not, because it's the style that I have, and it's the only style that I've used in my life. So we don't have too much time to see what other academies, other clubs are doing. So it's probably it helps that I'm coming from a different country with different ideas and probably different way to do things. But I think the most important thing is that the players in Galway, they want to play more. And we are trying to provide these with our own methodology. And so far, the feedback we are getting from the families is very good. And we are trying to even improve that and make it better and easier for everybody. So we have a big project now coming up. And at the same time, we are trying to expand it to other venues that other players might want to join us as well. But it's we have a clear identity in how we work, with all the coaches delivering the same sessions. So yeah, I'm so happy. It's something the success. It's something that's probably we weren't expecting that big. But at the same time, it's a big responsibility to keep doing things well and keep improving, because that's the way.
And is it down to the continental approach that you use and the fact that it's a lot more one-on-one regarding the coaching of the players individually? Because, you know, some of the best coaches have always said, and I'm not just talking about at underage, I'm talking about some of the best Premier League coaches, international coaches, have always kind of made time regarding the individual coaching of the individual player, which made them better as a result of it. Is it that kind of style that, you know, has caught on and that it has become so popular and so successful for you?
Yeah, I understand the coaching. So that's, we have to help the individuals. We can have two players that they play in the same position with the same age, and they can be completely different. So I think we have to coach the players with their identities and don't try to change it. We are not a factory that we can create the same product 1,000 times. I think it's the opposite. Is we have to look at the player, see what he or she is very good at, and try to make it bigger and better, and try to give the tools to hide the weaknesses that they might have. Because if we have a player that is really, really physical, this player will want to use this physicality. But at the same time, he or she might be training with a player with the same age, same position, that doesn't have the same physicality, so the other player should learn something different, because he or she won't be able to use the physicality because the body is different. So we are trying to always give the best for the players. And at the same time, for us, it's very important to work the psychological side as well, because without confidence, without even happiness, you cannot perform 100%. And that's another part of the academy and the sessions is to make sure that the players are brave, that they have self-confidence, and they are able to try everything they want to try. And this is probably the most important thing about our sessions, because at the end of the day, the drills that we do, I'm sure, they are not new. I haven't invented anything. But probably the approach that we have, it's really clear, and the players seem happy with this.
Now, I want to talk, actually, before I talk about those programs that are starting next week, you were in India. Explain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just back from India. I've been I've been coaching in a summer camp there, and it's my third time going there. So in the club that I was coaching in Spain, we used to organize a camp in India, in Anantapur, which is one of the poorest regions in India, because there is an NGO there that is based in Barcelona, but it started in Anantapur. And the vision of the founder of this NGO was that we could use the sport to get unity across the area, and to give the same to everybody, regardless their money, regardless their status in the society. So just offer something that can be important for the society there, and at the same time try to give to those areas the power to improve in the market there. For example, there is and the foundation is working there with a lot of projects that they give a job to women with disabilities. They give houses for those families that cannot afford them, and we are all part of this. For example, in the camp, I think we sent in this camp more than 600 kilos of gear. That's it: football boots, cones, resistance bands, footballs. To all the different towns and villages that they don't have access to this gear. So it's probably one of the most important things that I've done in my life, and I'm so lucky because this is the third time.
I must admit, I'm amazed. A country that's India is football mad. Yeah, I mean, they are. I know they have their cricket, and I know they have respective sports where they would claim would be an awful lot more popular. But in a country of 1 billion people, you can understand why they do love their football, and it's well known that they are huge followers of the international game, you know, themselves, whether it be the Premier League or what have you. What's the reaction then to the likes of yourself coming over from Ireland, from Spain, whatever way they put it, and to kind of coach these kids in the art of what is, you know, the beautiful game?
Oh, no, look, it's football is football everywhere. So I think it's not that different. I try to coach with passion. I try to transmit this passion to them, because that's the sport that I love. And the answer probably it's similar. That there is no too much difference. It's true that in Ireland we have a certain base in terms of standards from the very beginning, and in India it's different, because some players they don't train never. And they come to our camp, and it's the first time that they have an structured training session. And then if we compare Spain and Ireland, well, you know, the culture of football that we have here in Spain, it's different, and it has been there for ages. And football is the first sport, which is a different difference between Spain and Ireland. But I think that as soon as you get into the pitch, is not that different how to coach in the different countries, and I enjoyed so much, and probably now I enjoy it a little bit more, because I'm used to coach in English, and now in Spanish I don't find the right words.
That's what you get, Zabi, for being in Galway so much. I want to talk about you've got programs starting this week or next week. You've got one in Ballinasloe, one in Castlebar, Westside, and one in Clarenbridge. So what's going to be happening for those?
Yeah, so we've done the programs in those areas before, and now we're starting a 6-7 week program, depending if the programs are in the city or not, because we have the Salt Hill Fives in one of the weekends, and we won't run sessions those days to be in the Salt Hill Fives running the sessions, and yeah, it's we are we're just progressing from the work we've done before, trying to keep giving to the players the sessions that they want to get, and keep working really hard to make sure the players finish the season really well, and they're ready to start the following season and goal levels. And the only difference is that's now we are just now, it's brand new app. We're implementing our own app to make the booking process a little bit easier than it was before, because before it was with the website, so probably the best way was to do it with a laptop. Now all the families can do it through the phone and with our app xbacademy.ie that they can find it for Android and iPhone, and that's the only difference that we have really in the programs. And yeah, we're so happy, we are so excited, because that's our main thing, the thing that we think that's really helped the players to have consistency for a few weeks, and we can work with them and know them and try to give them the best that we can give.
And now, before I let you go to bed for a couple of hours, I want to just mention, just going back to the Salthill Fives, and you just touched on that there, so no better way to finish things off. If people want to take part in those training sessions over the weekend of the Fives, how do they go about doing it?
Yes, we've created the products in our app, so they have to register themselves in the app, and then they can book the slots that they prefer, because we have a lot of different time slots for the 2 days. So they just pick the time slot that they prefer, and it's going to be booked. It's free of charge, and the only thing that we want is to be part of an amazing weekend of football. And the best way that we think we can be part of it is doing what we do, that is training sessions. So we hope to see everybody there, and everybody that wants to have a training session will be ready for them.